BBC News with Mike Cooper. Leaders of the G8 leading industrialised countries meeting in Italy have agreed to try to limit global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius by the year 2050. The summit also pledged to aim for much larger cuts in carbon emissions. They want developed nations to reduce them by 80% by 2050 and the rest of the world to commit itself to 50% cuts. Here's James Robbins.
G8 countries are convinced they have given a clear lead. President Obama has joined Gordon Brown and others agreeing the aim of restricting global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius. How that can be guaranteed is unclear, but the most developed nations are also setting themselves an ambitious goal for emissions cuts by 2050. The next step, talks with the largest emerging economies tomorrow, including China and India. And India is already saying the year 2050 is too far off. Very difficult negotiations still lie ahead.
A congressional report in the United States has disclosed that undercover government investigators were able to smuggle bomb-making materials past security checkpoints into federal buildings over the last 12 months. It comes as the Senate Homeland Security Committee holds a hearing into failings at the Federal Protective Service. John Donison reports.
This report makes pretty embarrassing reading. It says at 10 different buildings, including the offices of a senator and a congressman, undercover investigators were able to smuggle in bomb-making equipment. Once inside, they were able to assemble their bombs and walk around freely. The report also flagged up the problem of security guards falling asleep on the job and an incident where one guard accidentally fired his gun into a bathroom mirror while practicing pulling it out of its holster. On one occasion, a security officer even didn't notice he'd sent a baby through an X-ray machine.
The Communist Party chief in Urumqi, in China's Xinjiang province, says the situation there is under control following the recent rioting in which more than 150 people died. The party boss, Li Ji, blamed the riots on groups within the Muslim Uyghur and Han Chinese communities. Troops have been deployed in Uyghur districts of the city. Here's Quentin Somerville.
Several thousand paramilitary troops took up positions surrounding the Uyghur neighbourhood. With machine guns and riot gear, they formed a long green line between both sides in this ethnic conflict. But even they weren't able to stop vigilante groups of Han Chinese attacking Uyghur men. That part of town remains surrounded tonight, but in the rest of Urumqi, the curfew has been lifted. This city is more peaceful than it's been in days, but it still remains divided.
The International Monetary Fund says the world economy is beginning to pull out of recession, but it says there are still problems in financial markets and banks, and that developed economies are unlikely to resume growth until next year. But it says the unprecedented efforts in economic and financial policies have proved a stabilising factor. World News from the BBC. Officials in Pakistan say about 50 people have been killed in suspected American drone missile attacks in South Waziristan. In one raid, 5 missiles hit what the officials said was a convoy of vehicles carrying Taliban militants. An earlier target was described as a Taliban hideout in the middle of a thick forest. There's no independent confirmation of the targets or casualties. 5 doctors who worked in Sri Lanka's combat zone during the last days of the civil war say they exaggerated the number of civilian casualties at that time, under pressure from the Tamil Tiger rebels. The doctors have been detained by the Sri Lankan government since mid-May. Charles Haviland reports from Colombo.
These 5 doctors have been in CID detention since mid-May. What they are now saying is what the government has said all along. They said the Tamil Tigers would force them to overstate casualty figures. Now, in peacetime, it's not clear under how much government pressure the medics are speaking. The doctors said they believed up to 750 civilians were killed from January onwards, which compares with UN estimates of several thousand.
2 car bombs have exploded within minutes of each other in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, both of them near Shiite mosques. At least 9 people have been killed and a number of others injured. The BBC's Baghdad correspondent says that while some parts of Iraq have enjoyed relative calm in recent months, Mosul, which is home to a mix of Kurds, Arabs, Christians and other communities, has been dogged by persistent unrest. Officials in Tanzania say debris washed ashore on its coast is believed to have come from a Yemeni airliner which crashed on its way to the Comoros Islands last week. Police say about 15 bodies believed to be passengers from the plane have also been recovered off the Tanzanian coast. The French Navy is continuing to search for the aircraft's flight recorders. More than 150 people died in the crash. BBC News.